Hi, and thanks for joining me. When I was six, I experienced what I now know to be bias. And I care about bias because at such an early age in my life, I had constraints that were placed on me simply because I was different. I experienced those constraints as restraints to my capability and my success. I kept trying to get it right. I felt frustrated that I couldn't work out what I needed to do to gain approval and to succeed. I kept trying harder, but I didn't manage to crack the secret code. Now, rather than my gender, which is what I focus on in Beat Gender Bias, it was my left-handedness. My handedness gave me my first taste of what it felt like to stand out and not to fit in. In my class and with that particular teacher, I was a left-hander first, and try as hard as I could, I wasn't able to score more than 6 out of 10 on my writing tests. And I was dumbfounded, even as a six-year-old, as to why this was happening. And the three other left-handers in the class got the same treatment, so it wasn't about me. There was no encouragement to us, just approbation, and it wasn't the quality of the writing. You know, as a six-year-old, maybe I wasn't the best judge, but it seemed that way to me. It was always about the inferiority of being left-handed. Now, I was only six at the time, but those feelings of not being seen for my skills and efforts were very strong. Luckily for me, I did do well in other subjects, and I like to think that my drawing skills were pretty good for a six-year-old. So I had a very supportive family, and the next year I was in a new class, new teacher, everything was different. The world opened up then fully to me. So I became a dedicated and conscientious student. I went on to do well at school and university. Now, if we skip forward a few years, I trained for my psychology master's with an absolutely exceptional group of mental health professionals. And we worked with women and children who experienced domestic violence. My first working role was in a community health service that was led by a female CEO as part of a gender-balanced workforce. It was just a huge privilege to work in such a purpose-driven, fair, and growth-oriented culture. And these outstanding experiences that I had then really shaped what I hold as my aspiration for what work should be like and how people should work together. It was several years later, though, as I sought to advance my career in another organisation, that I found myself again standing out and not fitting in. And this time the basis was my gender. And since then, I've committed to doing what I can to advance the careers of women. Promoting inclusion has been a very motivating value for me. And my dream is that no one should experience constraints because there are certain gender or colour, sexuality, handedness, whatever it might be. We should all have the opportunity to be lifted up and to rise so that we can be our very best. And this is why I care about bias, and it's why I'm so motivated to change the way we shape and experience the world of work. It should be a place where talent and potential absolutely shines, where people get noticed and recognised through the lens of what they can do, not what they look like. Now, while my book, Beat Gender Bias, focuses on just that, beating gender bias, its purpose is a bit bigger than that, and it is to help us beat all people-oriented bias. My goal is to drive a stronger awareness of the value of inclusive leadership to amplify everyone's full talents and potential. So if you're aligned with me, I hope you enjoy these podcasts and my book, and that they reinforce the dedication you already have to this important cause. I hope you get more insights, encouragement, and some tools for beating bias. If this is a bit new to you, then I hope that by the time you've finished the podcast series and you've read the book, that you'll join me and you'll be as committed to focusing on inclusion to amplify everyone's capabilities. You know, to beat gender bias, you need to know what to do, what to know, and what to value. In the book, I focus on these to get started in section one. In section two, there's a deep dive into the most vexing biases that we have that continue to trip us up, whether we're male or female or managers or non-managers or whatever we might be. And so that section really focuses on what to do to mitigate the biases once we understand what they are and how they work. But section three focuses at an organizational level. It focuses on how leaders can create a gender-balanced, inclusive culture. And, you know, whether or not you're a senior leader in an organization, there are many different ways to beat bias. If you're a senior leader, you've got some pretty important levers. But section four provides a roadmap for everyone. It's full of tips about how to make change in everyday conversations. How can you notice bias? Because that's a challenge right from the start. How can you let others know about it? And what can you do to stop it from happening? Each chapter has a bias buster. And so that is a call to action. What's the action that you can take to outsmart the bias that I've focused on in that particular chapter? And that will help to advance the progress of women and create more inclusive cultures. Take them one at a time as you take each of the podcasts one by one. Choose the actions as you hear them, the ones that resonate for you and that make sense according to you and your role and that are going to be the most benefit. And good luck.